AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue.
I will defend this nation, not allow no one to place a dagger at the throat of democracy.
President Biden is marking a year since the Capitol riot, offering what he calls the God's truth, in contrast to his predecessor's web of lies. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Democracy was attacked.
Speaking inside the Capitol, the president said Donald Trump tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power, summoning his supporters to strike at the heart of American democracy. But they failed.
We, the people, prevail.
In a blistering speech, the president ripped Trump for putting power over principle, repeatedly challenging the ex-president's false narratives about the assault.
You and I and the whole world saw with our own eyes.
The president says a year later, the anger and division remain, and he will lead the charge to protect democracy.
I will stand in this breach.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A number of Republicans are not in Washington today. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is with a contingent of colleagues attending the funeral for former Senator Johnny Isaacson in Georgia. Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy offered a prayer this morning in the Senate.
Let us pray for this great country. A great country, even when its democracy is threatened. Let us pray that we keep it together.
Japan's foreign minister is asking the U.S. military in Japan to stay inside its bases to prevent the further spread of the coronavirus. It was not immediately clear if base curfews would be issued in Japan. Security forces killed dozens of protesters and 12 police officers died during violent demonstrations in Kazakhstan that saw government buildings stormed and set on fire. One police officer in Kazakhstan was found beheaded. Stocks are wobbling in morning trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. One product that is consistently in the spotlight every year at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas is big screen televisions. OLED technology is the big thing. At LG, Tim Alessi is hoping the budget is there for a big purchase.
They're diverting a lot of disposable income away from things like travel or eating out and upgrading their home theater.
LG's OLEDs are 4K and 8K with sizes from 42 inches to 97 inches. They have self-emissive technology, meaning it needs no backlight like an LCD.
What that enables is a couple of things that really make movies pop. Number one is perfect black levels. Every pixel can be turned off individually so that when you need black and shadow detail, it's there for you. And since everyone can be individually controlled, you get no light bleed or halo effect, where dark and bright objects are adjacent to each other.
LG is ramping up production of a 65-inch flexible screen that rolls in and out of a case. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.